You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. And now, a little news about space. Actually, there's been a lot of news about space this week, of course, what with the New Horizons flyby of Pluto. It's been a good week for space exploration, but that comes after about 8 or 9 bad months. A couple of failed commercial launches recently were meant to deliver cargo to the International Space Station, basics like rolls of toilet paper, they're hard to come by in space, not to mention lots of sensitive research equipment, all lost. And now members of Congress are asking questions. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports from Washington.
Michael Fortenberry has this $90,000 camera that was supposed to go on the International Space Station.
The camera would record meteors as they entered the atmosphere at night.
But the privately owned Orbital Cygnus rocket that was supposed to take it there blew up shortly after launch.
And it was pretty heartbreaking.
Fortenberry is the principal engineer at the Southwest Research Institute in San Antonio, Texas. He and his colleagues had enough spare parts to cobble together another camera, which was loaded on the next flight to the ISS, the SpaceX Falcon 9, which also blew up. NASA lost quite a bit of gear as well. Associate Administrator William Gerstenmaier explained to a congressional hearing just how much.
The losses are borne by NASA, and we estimate the NASA cargo loss roughly at about $110 or so million dollars on the SpaceX flight.
Now don't worry, the astronauts on board the station aren't about to run out of food or supplies anytime soon. But NASA plans to keep sending cargo commercially, which worries Representative Ami Bera of California.
As we look at this partnership of commercialization and taking human beings to the space station and beyond, you know, it is a bit worrisome.
Researcher Fortenberry is trying to stay positive. He points out the first launch failed a few hundred feet up, the second a couple dozen miles up. So he's at least getting closer. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.